Blog Talk Radio.
You know what I'm saying? So chilly. Hey, this is the Andy and Amanda show. You know, we're here across the world, across the nation. I'm in the United States. Amanda Love is in the UK. And you know.
They're hugging and kissing.
Well, I wish. I wish. Maybe someday. You know, maybe someday. We're counting the time.
Tick-tock.
I'm doing great, man.
And I'm thrilled to be back.
You sure am.
Absolutely.
You bet. Yeah.
You know, what a week it's been so far. Crazy.
Crazy, isn't it?
Crazy week. Monday was absolute chaos, and that just didn't happen. Like, so many internet issues that day. Everything was just, I was struggling so bad to try and get internet stable and get come now, and then it wouldn't come back on for few hours, and it came back on and disappeared again. It's like, what the hell is going on here? One is not happy with this bull crap.
What is happening here? I want to know right now. Please tell me. I want to know right now. Please. You tell me you don't have to bake a cake and you do not like the cakes I like to bake.
Yes.
But we don't bake the cake anyway. Then we'll throw it up in the air and we'll see if it sticks to the ceiling. And if it sticks to the ceiling, then that might not be such a good cake.
Beautiful. Mm. Yes, I'm happy you bake.
Thank you.
Hey, folks,
I hope everybody's doing well. This is kind of like a crazy week, as Amanda was just saying. We tried to get a show done Monday, but I remember just having I won't go into it. But anyway, we did get a show done on Monday, didn't get a show done Monday. Oh yeah. I don't know. A lot of news, you know, so we haven't been on since Friday, and that was a fabulous discussion with a great guest. Friday's show was
so
terrific.
It was amazing, wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah. We talked about, for those who don't know, we had their, I know we had, get it out of Andy. Come on, man. We had Lee Van Dusen and Will Lomack back on talking about the AMP stock squeeze. And I'm really – I got to tell you, Mandy, I'll get back into this in just a second, but I want to tell you what else I've researched about this since that discussion. And we also had
Anthony Esposito.
Esposito, who is just so, and he's going to join this guy, folks. If you missed Friday's show, you should go listen to it. As a matter of fact, because it was a 2-hour show, the podcasts have been broken out to the whole show, then part one, then part two as individual segments. That way you don't have to listen to the whole show if you just want to hear the interviews. And the first interview was, the first segment was with Anthony Esposito, who's a Hollywood talent agent. And it was so cool to get some of the inside scoop and to hear also how amicable he is in terms of talking to prospective talent and getting people to say, hey, send me your reel, send me your headshot, send me your info, let's talk. Because he's always looking for folks to do commercials, because commercials, as we talked about, has an ever-revolving front door, because you can't have the same person doing the ads for every product, you know, so you always need new people. And it was so cool to have him on our show and have him talk about how it all works. And then part two was the continued discussion about the stock market, about AMC, how I'm slowly getting a grip on it. I'm slowly getting a grip on
it. Oh, that's
And let me tell you, and we're going to have them back on, of course. I think it's almost like a weekly show now with these guys and talking all about the stocks and investing and what the market's doing and how it all works and who's controlling it. And because it's all new to me, and that kind of brings a whole new dimension to our show because, you know, we've been talking about news, which we will still do, and I know there's a lot going on there which we need to talk about and hear. But regardless of that, to bring these new kind of subject matters of, you know, I mean, everybody's heard of Wall Street, the stock market, bonds, you know, but I just have not really participated in it. So to me, it's a foreign, you know, I don't give it no attention. But to hear how it all works and how it really, you know, almost dictates the pulse of our economy in so many ways and who's behind it all and how you can get around it and how ordinary citizens are kind of taking the market to their own hands and doing and making things happen. For their own gain, despite what hedge fund managers want to do. It's just fascinating. What I discovered yesterday in an Uber ride on the way home here, I got an Uber ride with a guy who is actually a professional day trader, just as Uber for pick-me-up cash, kind of, so to speak, just a couple days a week for beer money, whatever. But he's a day trader. And so when I – yes, that was my reaction. I'm saying, really? What do you think of AMC?
What did he say?
What's GameStop? And he explained it to me like this. And tell me if this was your take. And, you know, God, I feel like we should have these guys back on now. This is what he explained to me. And tell me if this is your take from what Will and Lee were saying the last couple of shows.
Okay. Alrighty.
Is that all the AMC stock that's being sold right now isn't real because the AMC real stock is already sold out. If they had to put serial numbers on these stocks that are being bought and sold now, wouldn't have any because it's fake.
Mm.
There's no more stock to sell. It's gone.
Yeah.
But yet they put it out there and they could put a halt to it if they want to. They could stop. They could say stop all these shares. They're not real. And so when they put a stop to it, that's going to – and he said that will happen. The question is when it's going to happen. The price of the shares that everybody possesses is going to go through the roof because of scarcity. You can't get any more stock. Therefore, every share you have becomes that much more powerful in terms of its value, and that's when you sell. And that's what the squeeze is.
Incredible.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if we called Lee?
It would. And in all fairness, that's exactly what I took from it. If I'm wrong, then someone educate me.
do you have his – you don't have – I don't
– I have his number, yeah.
Can you text it to me? We don't want to broadcast it. Can you get it to me?
Forward you his number right now. One second.
And then I want to call the lingerie department at Macy's because I got some questions to ask them.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Oh yeah, this show's going to be a fun one.
Okay.
So text me Lee's number.
And
we'll call him. We'll say, Lee Van Dusen, this is the IRS. We have a suspension on your account, and there's an action against you. The sheriffs will show up at your door in 2 minutes unless you call this number right now. It's a credit card. With your credit card number in hand. The scammers have been calling me. I must be on some list. I get scam calls every day now. I take the calls. Usually I just let them go because there's a way there's a way I can connect my phone to the show. And but I have to do it so fast. I have to go and launch a show, get it up, get hold of you, bam, 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 bam. And meantime, I'm trying to have a conversation with the scammer. Then I would connect them with the show. But it's tough, so I just, you know, just do it my own way.
Yeah, of course.
And I go along with it, and then I say, so I have a question for you. First of all, what country are you in? I'm in Washington, D.C. My name is Norman, Agent Norman. No, Agent Norman in Washington, okay. So what country are you really in? I know you and I both know you're not in Washington. Afghanistan, Pakistan, just, you know, you might as well be honest because you know you're lying. I am an IRS agent. I am an IRS agent. What are you saying? What are you saying? I know your name. Of course you know my name. A lot of people do. By now, anyway, on the Andy DeMander show. And it's just a matter of fact. Have you ever heard of the Andy DeMander show? The radio show. Of which you are now a guest. Well, not really. But you could be. Anyway. So anyway, and then I told them, so have you ever done any jail time? Have you ever, like, been in jail? You know, I ask him that, you know, what are you saying? But these scammers are just unreal, and they really, and they'll go along with it. You say, look, we both know you're not an IRS. We both know you're not, we both know you're criminal. We both know this is a scam.
Yeah.
I mean, why don't, since we know that to be true, why don't you, no, I am IRS. I live in Washington.
Okay, then. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to direct
Whatever
connect.
Helps.
Yes. I'm going to direct connect. Thank you for the number, by the way. I'm going to.
You're welcome.
I should broadcast it. Watch them get all these calls. What should I invest in? What do you recommend me? What should I do? My stock went down. My stock went up. Now, Lee Van Dusen, guys, is not an advisor, not a financial advisor. We are not also on this show. We cannot give financial, nor do we want to actually, give anybody any information about what to do with some money and where to go and what's going to happen, what's not, because we have no idea. And Lee
Absolutely.
Is just a private citizen like we are, who's done some things and researched a lot, made some good money, just as John Doe Citizen, and he shares that with us on the show, usually every Friday. But since we just got into this discussion, I think we should... It's dialing one ringy dingy. Mr. Twiddle, sir. Hi, this is the phone company. I'm calling because you owe us 10 cents from your last call. Come on, Lee. Come on, Lee.
I wonder where he is at this point.
Hello?
Hey, is this Mr. Lee Van Dusen?
It sure is.
Hi. This is Publishers Clearing House Victory Online. You've won something.
Oh, boy, do I wish. Oh, what are you two up to today?
We missed your voice too much, Lee.
Everybody has this idea. That threesome is going to be the best sex ever, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So we figured we'd call you.
What can I say? We need an
update. So, we called because I, what did I do? Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I got a Uber ride home. So the Uber driver I had, just does Uber a couple of days, just for fun here and there to make some extra, almost a beer money. But his full-time job, he was telling me, is a day trader. And I said, really? Have you ever listened to the Andy and Amanda show? So I said, are you familiar with the AMC stocks? These are what's going on, AMC, GameStop. And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, you know, we've been talking about that on our show, so it's, you know, I'm learning all about it. I'm very much an infant when it comes to all this and just learning my way. But what's your take on the AMC squeeze? We've been talking a lot about it with some very special guests on our show, and I'd love to hear your take on it as a professional full-time day trader. And he said, basically what's happening is all the AMC stock that's available right now is counterfeit. Hey, where have I heard that before? So all the real shares have been sold. So what's going to happen eventually, and this is going to happen, he said it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if it's a matter of when. They're going to put a stop to all these shares. They're going to call in and say, okay, we're done with all this. We're done. We're going to stop, no more. And what that's going to do, because of scarcity, he's telling me, because there's nothing more valuable, that makes every single share that's out there, is value goes through the roof because there's nothing there. And that's going to happen someday. So I said, what do you think? He said, I would do it if I were you. So Amanda and I were sitting here before we called you, and I hate to bother you. I apologize for bothering you in this middle of a Wednesday afternoon here. But we said, because I wasn't sure, because I'm still learning, you know, Hugh and Will and the show and Fridays,
right.
And because we're just talking about it, and because I just heard about it yesterday, I wanted to, because I am, again, learning about it. Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, it's funny because I have a similar story. I was in an Uber. It was like a, you know, 6-minute ride home, and I'm like, you know, just talking to this guy, and somehow AMC came up, and he hadn't heard about it, you know, the whole movement. But in 6 minutes, I convinced him, and he bought 95 shares right there on the spot.
They want to do it very quickly.
Yes.
I told him that this was going to be the most profitable Uber ride he's ever had.
Wow. That's incredible.
Uh-huh. But
so it's absolutely going to happen, man.
That eventually they're going to just put a you know, going to say, okay, no, you know, because all these shares, you can, which you can buy and sell right now. You can buy it today and sell this morning and sell it this afternoon. I mean, it's good as far as the market. Go to Robinhood, whatever. You can buy and sell as much as you want. But they're not real shares, you know, but they're still trading and so forth. But eventually they're going to say, okay, we're not going to put any of these not real shares out anymore. We're done. We're done. And that's going to increase the value of all the shares that people hold. And at that point, bam, it's like everything else in microeconomics 101, demand and supply. There's no more supply. Boom,
yep.
Price goes way up to the roof, and that's the squeeze. Do I finally understand it right? Did I finally get it
you
right?
You finally understand it.
Do you believe
so that? So that's called that's called the MOAS. It's called the MOAS.
So
it's the mother of all short squeezes, MOAS.
Yeah, he said, I told him, I said, I'm thinking of putting like $1,000 in, whatever that buys me. And he said, I would do 1,000, two, or even five, you know, whatever you can do. He said, I would do as much as you can comfortably that you won't think about because you don't know what it's going to
I would
happen.
Do as much as you comfortably can. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
he said,
these companies do decide, you know, to stop doing the synthetic shares, you just won't be able to buy it anymore and you missed out. So
yeah,
that day for me, I really feel like that's coming soon because I just don't know how much longer they can keep this up. So I do know that do you have your computer right there? Can you check the price?
Yep.
I didn't see it today yet.
Yep, I'll do it right now.
Mm-hmm. I love this. Mm-hmm.
So do I.
So I know that I'm doing great. Yep, just on my way to go work like the rest of the slaves.
Yes. Oh no!
It's my number. It's my number. It's there. You remember it was 58, 48, 42, 38, 34. Hike. No. It's now 30.53. That was my buy.
30. Okay. That's exactly what I was just going to say is that the hedge funds want it down past 30 by Friday. So 30 is a good number. That's where they've been trying to push this down to so they can cover their shorts. So,
wow.
Okay.
I was just about to tell you that.
That is so
and that's
cool.
Exactly what they did. So, okay.
This is so cool. This is like so cool. I'm loving this.
So I definitely think you should buy before even the show, man, because I really don't know. Like, so right now, if they get it down to their 30, which you just said that they have, they close their short positions, you know, so that basically the shorts that they have, they win their shorts, they get their money because they push this down so far. I'm telling you, this is like, it's like fucking playing a game and these guys are the referees and the players at the same time.
This is so,
it's so rigged, it's ridiculous.
So here's the question I have now. As a matter of fact, this is Friday's conversation, so I don't know if we should go into it now or not, but I was going to ask you, let's just touch upon it because for my own, I almost can do this off the air, but so I have Robinhood app on my phone. Should I use Robinhood? Is that what, just go there and, you know, buy AMC?
You might as well just open up a Fidelity because when the MOAS comes, Robinhood can just decide to, you know, pull the plug and say, oh, you can't do any shares, you can't buy, you can't trade, you can't do this and that, just because they want to, because they're owned by the hedge fund. I would buy it in Fidelity. You know, it's super, super easy to open an account. I mean, it takes 5 minutes.
Okay.
So you just open the account and then just buy all your shares there so you don't have to transfer over.
And is there fees when you buy shares? Do I have to pay commission on the shares?
Nope.
Oh, cool. How do they make money then? How does Fidelity make money?
On the investment strategy part of things. They have a whole, you know, other side of it, so they don't make
gotcha.
It on trading.
Wow.
I see.
Yeah. Wow. I was going to ask you another question. I just – what is it with me? Here's the other question. I want to – you know, tell our listeners this, that Friday show, we're going to dive back into this in depth like we have been doing, and we'll discuss how it all works, buying, selling, how to, you know, if you're not in the market now, and again, none of us are advisors. You know, we keep saying that, it's true, got to protect ourselves, we're not advisors. But we'll talk about how we, not me, but how Will and Lee and others, most of you out there, except Amanda and I, go about opening an account. Here's what I was going to ask. There's a 50% capital gains, right? So I buy, you know, I make $20,000 on my shares. I got to pay. I got to write a $10,000 check to the government. More or less. I think Lee heard that number and fainted.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Did you faint?
Hello?
I thought I lost you for a second. Oh, because I said, you, so let's say I make $20,000. That means I've got to write a $10,000 check to the government, and then you went silent. We thought you fainted when you heard that number.
I thought you fainted when I said absolutely. I knocked them both out with one punch.
If it doesn't work, separate amicably and look for somebody new.
Yeah. So, here's the question I have. I think, first of all, this is a whole other discussion. Maybe one we have on one of our shows come up here. Here's the thing. And this goes to having a business, too, and we've touched on this in the past. Cause I've had businesses. I've had a lot of employees. I've signed many, many, many paychecks over the years and had all the tax liabilities. And, of course, you pay 15%. As an employer, you pay the tax withholding plus 15% over that. So having an employee, including the benefits and what you pay in taxes, it's a lot of money to own an employee. I mean, to own that. I don't mean own that person. You know what I'm saying? Own that liability is what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So and the asset to your company, hopefully. But anyway – so here's the thing. We take a risk. We put $20,000 on red and say, I hope this works for me. If it works, the government gets half of it. If it doesn't, they don't have any skin in the game. They don't lose anything.
Well, you can claim your loss. Well, yeah, but you can also claim your loss. So, you know, you have the insurance policy on your taxes. Let's say that you put in 20 and you lose 20. Well, then you lost $20,000, so you can claim it. So,
but the
government doesn't have to worry about anything. They're getting their money either way.
What I'm saying is you don't get $10,000 of the $20,000 back in a check that goes into your bank account. Right? You don't give you the $20,000 back. Oh, you lost $20,000 here. Let me give it back to you.
No. No.
So just a
reduction.
Right. So they have no skin in the game, but yet they make 50% of your profit. You have all the skin in the game. You have it all. You have 100%. And they take 50% if you make anything. To me, what's this, the Godfather?
I look at it this way. Ready? I'm going to stick up for the feds. You ready? No one ever does this for them, but I'll stick up for them. Listen, I live in a great country that is allowing me to put in $4,000 and possibly be a millionaire. So if you guys want to take half of that,
yeah.
I live in a country that allows me to do that. So, you know, I personally love that aspect that you could take something so little and turn it into so much money, and it's allowed in this country. So, hey,
yeah.
There's countries that don't allow what's going on, that don't allow
that's
you
true.
To buy right now. So,
yeah, that's very true. Very true.
Yeah, from that perspective, I agree. Just in terms of the mechanics, it just seems to me that, you know, they're constantly going around sticking their hands in your pockets. And believe me, I'm, of course. You know. Oh, I got a scam call. Oh my God! I'm gonna answer it, guys. Let me see if it's an IRS agent. Hold on. Hello, hello. Can I help you?
This is so funny.
Oh, you're not an IRS scammer or a Publishers Clearinghouse scammer or a Social Security scammer putting my number on hold or anything like that. You're a medical benefits seller. He said, hello, my name is something from a medical company. And I'm like, oh, so you're not an IRS. You heard me. Yeah, then he just hung up.
Yeah, he saw you coming, Andy. He saw you coming.
I was really connected, because I've gotten these scam calls, you know, sometimes just, you know, because my phone lets me know scam likely, and I love it. That's when I answer the phone call. You know, my friend's call,
oh,
I don't
great.
Answer. The scammer's call, I'd love
yeah.
to answer. <My friend>.
I'm always getting those text messages from the scammers, unfortunately.
Sex
you know,
messages?
You've missed the parcel. Click on
sex
this link.
Messages? Sex messages?
No, darling. No, darling, no. Calm yourself. Calm yourself. It's okay.
You had me excited there for a minute. I thought you loved sex messages. I was going to say, yeah,
I'm
my kind of girl.
What? Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm going to get into that now, Andy. That's for another show.
So, if you think about this, Andy and Amanda, I haven't heard you saying you're going to click the buy button over there, but if you think about it this way, guys, is you put in what you can afford to put in, and how would you like to own your own radio station?
not just
sponsor one, you just own one, and you have other people, and you know what I mean, like you can make that much money to where all your dreams can come true, whatever you fancy, that's how much money is going to be made out of this thing. And it was so hard yesterday. I woke up, I saw the stock price, which I told myself I would stop doing because it's not real, but I saw the stock price. We're down to like 33, and I'm like, I just get mad. You know what I mean? I get mad because these people are just doing this, and it's illegal. So they're not, you know, it's just not a fair playing field. So, you know, I got up and I, you know, did my hours of research and people, you know, just reminding myself why I'm doing this. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'm okay again. So it's a struggle, though. It's a struggle because they mentally fuck with you. They mentally fuck with you and make you think that this thing's never going to end and that you are going to lose your money. And that's exactly what they want you to do. So you sell it. So.
Wow.
I got diamond hands, and I've you know, my number has always been 10,000. I'm going to sell all my shares at 10,000, but I feel it in my bones that it's going way higher than that. Like I'm positive it's going higher than that now. So, you know, I was looking at 2.2 million, but I'm holding for a lot more now.
What stock has ever hit $10,000 a share?
What's that?
What stock has ever hit $10,000 a share?
Volkswagen hit $90,000 this year.
Oh, really? Wow.
Okay, as I was saying.
And this is much more shorted, like probably 10 times more shorted than Volkswagen. So GameStop is the most heavily shorted stock there is, and AMC is the second. So these are going to be the mother, and they're going to squeeze together. So this is going to happen simultaneously. So you know,
wow.
I have one share of GameStop just because I'm like, that thing could sell for $1 million.
Wow.
You know, I got all my eggs in AMC, but GameStop, one share could sell for $1 million. It just depends on how this goes.
Wow.
And what is GameStop right now? Let's see. Hold on.
I'm going to say 149.
Ooh, place your bets, everybody. Place your bets.
Place your bets, everybody. Okay, write down your answer. Okay, are we ready? All right.
I'm excited.
All right. All right, we're ready. Okay, everybody got your answers? Okay. All right, we'll start with
149.
149. Amanda, what do you say?
135.
The answer is, our survey said, 148.32. Lee Van Dusen, you're the closest one.
Do I know my hedge funds or what?
Yes, you do. I was so tempted to go 150, 148, and I thought, no.
Yes.
Nicely done, Lee.
Yeah, we have to see.
Yep.
What
so they wanted to get it below 150 to close their shorts. So they're doing exactly what they wanted to do. And
yes.
The best part is now's the time to buy in. I'm going to buy more. As we're sitting here, if they're at 30, I'm buying more today.
Wow.
For sure.
When people are pounded night after night, it naturally shakes their confidence.
Thank you. The former president chimes in every once in a while. We have a connection to, as you know, to the late former President Nixon, who joins our show from wherever he is every once in a while. And, you know, comments on what we have to say, which usually we think we're talking. This is truth radio. You know what
that
I'm saying?
That might leave in the minds of some of our viewers and listeners a connotation of which would be inaccurate.
Well, hell with you. You're kicked off the show. Next, we're going to... you know what I'm saying?
I'm not blaming anybody
yep.
for that.
No.
Absolutely not. No, that's what we're about on the show now. That's absolutely amazing. So yeah, I'm excited to buy some stock. Seriously, so excited.
Hey,
hopefully you could still buy it by Friday. So you might be able to, you might not. So I personally think we're in the final week or the final 2 weeks where you're able to buy it. So if you're interested and you definitely want to buy it, I would buy it much sooner than later because everyone's gonna have the FOMO afterwards.
Yeah, here's the question: Can it go bust and we'd be totally wrong and everybody loses everything? Is that possible?
Nope.
Wow.
They AMC straight up said that they have enough liquidity to stay in business till the end of 2022. So even if the hedge funds beat this thing down, you know, to $5, a dollar, whatever they want to beat it down to, you know, they can't bankrupt us. So even if they get down that low, everybody's still buying more. So it's just the name of the game. That's what the apes are doing, you know. So you guys can keep taking the price down. This is why they are like, what the actual fuck are you guys doing? Like, you're supposed to sell when the, you know, like you're supposed to be selling all your stuff when the stock prices go down. You guys are buying more. So it's just what it is. So that's how they're getting caught like this. They're getting caught like this because we're apes. And they call us idiots. So that's just the way it is.
Wow.
I've been called a lot of things in my life, but never an ape. I'm, you know.
Oh, that's because you're not holding AMC yet. I'll call you an ape once you got some AMC in your pocket, man.
Well, here's what I'm doing.
Never put your life in another man's hands.
I'm doing that right now. Everything's gone into apes. I mean, to AMC.
Right.
As an ape. Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
It will be the planet of the apes. You'll soon see.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It already is.
Never rub another man's rhubarb.
could you imagine when we go live on the air when the squeeze is happening and we all make millions right live on the air?
That would be incredible, wouldn't it? What a show that would be.
It would just be several hours of us going, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit.
Hey, let me ask you a question. And I keep saying this, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's important when we talk about these subjects that nobody takes our advice as accounting and financial.
That nobody takes our advice. you're allowed to take our advice. We're just not financial advisors.
Yes.
I'd
rather enjoy it myself.
Yeah. what I mean is, as advisors, as licensed financial advisors, as tax professionals, as stockbrokers,
right.
Whatever, we're just John Doe on the street like anybody else is. And so, you know, some of our listeners might be accredited. I don't know. But anyway, so having said that, because I don't want to have, you know, come listen to the show and say, yeah, I heard, you know, I'm suing these guys because they said I should invest and I lost everything and lost my house and, you know, these guys told me on the show I should do it. And, you know, I just want to make sure everybody knows that, you know.
You just do your own due diligence. That's all you got to do. You do your own homework. You put the work in because trust me, I have. So, it might not be financial advice, but it is great advice. So, take that with a grain of salt and do what you will with it.
Absolutely. Couldn't be better said. So let me, you know, on that premise, you know, to make $1 million, how much do you think I should invest? I'm just going to make it just a million. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, let's see. Let's say that it goes to 10,000 a share. So you would need 100 shares.
Wow.
So it just depends on what your exit strategy is.
So
if you're going to exit at
that. I'm buying a lot more than that. It's dropped. Yo, ready? Did I tell you what the day's range was? And it'll probably go down there again. It's dropping still. It went down to 29.81 at one point today. And now it's dropping again. It went up to 35, and now it's day's range. Now it's down to 30.42 and dropping.
Those are some big numbers right there. It went down to 30. It went down to 29. Everybody's like, buy button.
So it's dropping pretty quickly. I'm just watching it drop before my very eyes here. It's pretty cool. And when it hits, it's 30.44. It was 30 point whatever before. You know, no, it's going, no, come on, get that down. You're going the wrong way. 30, come on, down. There we go, 35. There we go. Okay, good boy. There we go. Now, so when it hits like 30 even or 29, you know, just under 30, I'm gonna buy like maybe 3,000 or 4,000 shares or maybe more. Yeah.
3,000 or 4,000?
Mm-hmm. Why not? Is that good?
Well, is that yeah. You buy 3,000 or 4,000 shares, man. You'll own your own hedge fund.
Wow, that's incredible.
Why not? Much ahead.
Yeah, if you did that, it would be, and oh my gosh, your life would immediately change forever. Like you'd never
really?
Go back to anything you did before.
Oh no, I don't know if I want that or not.
Think about how much money that is. If it squeezes to 10,000 and you've got 3,000 shares, what's that? 300 million, 30 million, something like that? Do the math.
if I had to give up everything I've been doing before, I don't know if I want to do that so quick.
you'd be doing a whole lot of that, let me just tell you. With whoever you wanted.
Hey, baby. Yeah, I'm going to get together Sapphire, treat her real well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can't make my internet wife jealous. Amanda would be, I don't want to do that.
I'm disgusted. Leave me.
Amanda and I have this new, we have this new internet courtship, which is, I'm just, you know, yes. People ask me, they say, yeah, we heard you and you guys, I said, no, we never met. Really? I'm like, yeah, we've never met. Never have. And people are like,
I know. People say we have such good chemistry, and they don't understand how we've never met. It's unbelievable.
You guys have your late night video booty calls.
We're like,
well,
what's on top writing?
Anyway. It's starting to warm over here. I'm going to change the subject.
I know my way around women. You know
he knows exactly what he's doing. But I would add this. He knows what he is doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
No comment.
Would you rather have a man?
No problem. I refuse to answer any more questions. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're getting there. This show is getting there. Our numbers
apparently
are
not everyone was aware of the incessant march of progress.
Yeah, well, you know, our numbers are showing that. We're gaining. And also, you know, Elise, you know, our discussion around about money and stock and AMC and has really brought a whole new dimension onto what our conversation is on the show. We're a year and a half into it, and mostly it's been politics and Donald Trump and COVID and all these things and, you know, the indictment potential of Donald Trump's company and his pending indictment, you know, all these things, which are important issues that affect everybody. And, of course, we're here to talk about them and maybe provoke some thought, if nothing else, but to bring on this whole subject, thank you to Lee, about a month ago, it's been exciting. It's been exciting, and on a personal level, it's been exciting for me because I, you know, this is opening up a whole new door for me. Curtain number three, where Carol Merrill's now standing, has a very big paycheck, I'm thinking, for me. And can we talk as a guitar player, as a performing touring guitar player, the past year has not been wonderful. Internet has been okay. And we've talked about the music biz, and we guess we should touch upon that again. We'll get to everything again. We always do when it goes in the circle. But the music biz on the internet has presented, you know, it's been different. But initially, not so bad. It got me thinking, you know, because we're, you know, downloading and people are hitting the tip jar on my website and buying my music and all this, and the checks that came in from my distributors and so forth and licensing agents have been kind of okay, getting me thinking that, you know, maybe I bought that Tesla for the music tour and I'll sit parked in my garage because this ain't bad, you know, and then it started fizzling out as time moved on. So for me, being a guitar player, it's been a very tough year, and I'm looking at this as the is not, you know, thanks. Hey, Lee, if this happens,
yeah,
and I think it will, but, you know, you can't blame me
this
for
is,
having
this. This is when this happens.
Yeah, a little bit of skepticism. You can't fault me for just, you know, I'm not, okay.
Of course not.
Come on, really? But so I do have a little bit. I got to be honest with you. There's a little bit of me that, because I don't know, you know, all the theory. You've done all the research. You know how all this works. All I heard was from Uber driver and you guys that, hey. But, you know, I'm a dumb guitar player pilot. What do I know? You know what I'm saying? So there's part of me that says,
right,
you know, and I think that's perfectly natural to have just a little bit of skepticism, and I do a little bit, but that's I don't care. I'm putting that aside, and I'm going to go for it. But if this happens, the least I can do. What's your favorite beer?
Bud Light.
Okay, but I will buy you a Bud Light.
And a cigar. I think a cigar is a good idea.
Yeah, I'll take the cigar.
Yeah, that's right, Lee. Get out of here.
My favorite beer is a bottle of Cristal.
I wish you could hear my phone. There's no way. I want to put it up maybe to the microphone. You'll hear it. Let me see if this is a scammer. Hold on. Hello, can I help you? Hello? Hello? Yeah, who are you calling from? Hello? I am Julia Child.
We can't hear the conversation, Andy, by the way.
Wait. Ugh, where are you? Wait, I know you can't hear, but he's on. It's obviously overseas because I'm getting all this static. But hopefully, I think he hung up. Oh well, I got to figure out a way because you notice the scam calls I'm getting or during the show. You know.
Yes. How interesting.
Okay. You could just forward your phone number. Forward your cell phone number to your
See what happens
number.
When you call into the show. You say you reached Block Talk Radio and hold on, and we'll forward you right to the show. So if somebody knows you're on, you know, it doesn't. The only way I can do it. Oh, I have an idea. I will call the show on my cell phone and just leave it connected. You know, I'll put it on mute so it doesn't feedback. And then when a scam call comes in, I'll connect the two calls and then I'll put it live on the air. Ta-da. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Because in addition to this, you're talking about in the stocks and day trading and AMC and GameStop conversations, which have been delightful. We add another dimension to our show, and that is catch the scammer.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes I forget. We did a great one with the Publishers Clearinghouse, and we had the guy on the air. It was wonderful. I was going along with them, you know, going to the drugstore, getting the gift cards to pay the taxes on my Publishers Clearinghouse winnings ahead of time. You know, you got to pay your taxes before, you know. And we were just going on the show with the scammer, just continuing, you know. And then something happened. I forget how I brought it up, but you know, it was funny because I had a conversation with him. I said, you know, I got to be honest with you, Mr. Scammer. No, I mean whatever his name. He gave me his name. I said, I got to be honest with you. I admire you so much because you get to spend your life. Your job is changing so many people's lives by calling them up and, you know, announcing their, you know, $70,000 a week for life, $7,000 a week for life, the Mercedes Benz, a $650,000 check. This is how you make your life, about giving, about making people's, about integrity and making people's lives amazing. And we're on the same page. You know, that's what we do here also on the Andy and Amanda show, just kind of be sincere and have a lot of integrity. Oh, did I say the Andy and Amanda show? Did I tell you that you're a guest on our show?
It was incredible.
Did I mention that for the last hour you've actually been a guest on the Andy and Mandy radio show, broadcasting to 22 countries around the world? Click.
It was a funny situation. It really was. It's so odd.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was good.
and folks, that's, if you go down to our archives, because we had to create that show, that was like, bam, I called it, you know, or texted Amanda, whatever, in the UK, and said, you go up for doing a show right now. We got to launch a show right now. I got a scammer on the line. We got to go right away. And she was up for it. Bam, we connected Amanda in, and she was listening to the whole thing. And it is a podcast. If you look at our archives and scroll down, like, I don't know, about a month ago, maybe less, but you'll see Catch the Scammer, and you got to listen to that show. It was really, for those of you who are tuning into the podcast.
When you guys called me from that number, my phone told me it was scam likely. It was correct.
I said, this is Bubbles from Clearinghouse.
I knew
it. It's funny. Because I said, is this Mr. Lee Van Dusen? There was a hesitancy. There was a pause. I was like, yeah.
I was waiting to hear who it was. Because, you know, normally I'd answer my phone all professionally. You know, hello, this is Lee. How can I help you today? Yeah. I was waiting to hear the scammer on the other end, how I was going to fuck with him. But then it was you guys messing with me.
Oh, I love it.
And again, our number here, folks, is 515-605-9888. We have some time left on the show. If you care to call us, talk to Lee, tell us what your thoughts are. Also, you feel free to email the show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. And our website is andyandamandashow.com. And continue to send in your comments, your thoughts, your questions. We'll forward them to the appropriate parties, as the case might be. If you want to get on our show, we'll probably not permit you to do so, but, you know, you can have a fun time trying. No, excuse me. We'd love to hear your thoughts, ideas, and opinions. That's what we're all about. And this show, my fault, was late being scheduled, so therefore we didn't have a lot of promo going into it. It was kind of last minute, to be honest with you, and we don't expect any callers to the show, because I don't know how many live listeners we have. But we will, regardless of that, I know we're going to get a ton of people listening to the podcast. So for all you people listening to the podcast, you can join our show Mondays. Usually Mondays is a 9 a.m. I'll go East Coast time. All this is East Coast daylight time. Noon on Mondays and 5 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world. Just tune into Eastern Daylight Times, and you can call us live at that 515-605-9888 or join the show via the internet, as long as you have a headset, microphone, whatever, by emailing andyandamandashow@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you and join our conversation and share some jokes.
Absolutely.
With us and yes. Make us laugh. We
want
to laugh.
We want your presence on here, damn it.
We
come
do.
On now.
We yeah. do.
Oh, is that why you guys called me?
Lee, we missed you. We wanted to
do it. We did. It was all prompted by the Uber ride, you know. And then.
Well, I was going to reply to that, but what the hell? Let's move on to something else.
Yeah,
as I was saying.
I cannot accept that course of action. I cannot accept that course of action. My
okay, so I guess we'll keep talking about these empty stocks.
Does not compute. Does not compute.
What's going on?
Nature, Will Robinson, nature. Nature, Will Robinson, nature. Nature, Will Robinson, nature.
Okay.
I feel
right
like
already.
I'm in a cartoon.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we got talking about the stocks and stuff, and we were like, should we call Lee? We really need to ask him this question. And we're so grateful you answered, and you didn't think, oh, my God, I'm not answering that call.
It was close.
Yep.
So what were you guys talking about on the show today?
Sex.
Wow. Andy was. Just for the record.
Locker room talk. Know what I'm saying?
It was just the Andy show for that one, huh?
Yeah.
Which we, huh? We'll now. We'll.
I feel like a pig. Yeah, anyway. No.
I would laugh if somebody heard that while listening to the show and thought, oh my God, my phone's going off. That would be hilarious. No, we didn't really get very far, did we, sweetheart?
We didn't get far at all because we were talking about the last few days, and we didn't get a show off the ground on Monday. We talked about that, and then I told Amanda, oh, I got it. We mentioned you then we talked about, you know, how we enjoyed the two-hour show we had Friday with both you guys, Lee and Will, talking about the, you know, the AMC and so forth. And preceding you was a great conversation with Anthony Esposito, who is a Hollywood talent agent and a very successful one at that, and talked to us all about, you know, getting into the business. And he was very amicable and providing his information on the show for those who wanted to get in touch with him and talk about being doing a commercial and how they do it and sending him a picture and a resume. And he was all up for looking at new talent here on our show exclusively. And that was pretty cool. So it's been cool. We talked about Friday's show, and then I told Amanda, hey, speaking of Lee and Will and AMC, guess what I did yesterday? And I talked about the Uber ride, and that prompted our phone call to you, and here we are. So we really didn't get – we never really – you know, as you know, this show never really has an agenda, but we do stay on top of the news and current events and, you know, talk about all that stuff and, you know.
It's funny because I listened in on last week's show with, you know, with your other guests. And the week before that, you know, you guys were talking to a producer and a director, and I'm like, I think it's funniest thing ever. It's like, that's what I do for a living, you know. I own a production company. I'm a director, producer, actor, and I'm coming on talking about socks. I think it's great.
And we're having all these guests. We're having all these guests. Hey, Lee, let's move on to something else here for a minute and talk about that. Yes, because you know we've probably had more people from the film and production industry on as guests as a from that field, from that profession, than any other industry. You know, if you look back at all the guests we've had, most of them have been in the entertainment industry. Along that vein. Talk to us about that, because all our listeners and people who've tuned into our show, and this show gets a lot of response, especially since we'll be talking about this AMC thing. Talk to us about your day gig, you know, what you really do and how that works.
Sure. So, like, right now we're working on the show called The Huntress, and it's a spearfishing, cooking, traveling show. So it's like steer to table, basically, like eating the, you know, the freshest food. And our host, you know, she goes down, it's Valentine Thomas. She goes down, dives for like free dives for like 5 minutes. She can hold her breath.
Wow.
Goes down, catches these fish, you know, spears them, brings them up. And then we, you know, make these meals out of it. And it's just
been
a blast. So, So we filmed the pilot, and right now we're looking to get picked up by network. So we're working hard on that right now.
That's incredible. I hope it does get picked up, because I like to see that.
It is. And that's a very, very difficult process, isn't it, to get an idea. And you already have a pilot, but even getting a pilot done, somebody has a great book, a great idea for what might be a movie or episodic, and there are a lot of them out there. We've dove into this as well in previous shows as well. You know, getting an idea to the screen, to somebody's attention who can do something with it is a very difficult task, isn't it?
I mean, you know, there's so many moving parts when you're making a show or a film. You know, there's a million different moving parts going on. And every single one of them have to go off without a hinge, which they never do. They all got to happen simultaneously. And, you know, managing those, that's what we do best, you know. My production company is called Static Video Productions. And, we do it all, man. We do features. We do shorts, commercials, you name it.
That's incredible.
Hey, you know, so you have the camera equipment, the whole nine yards. You can actually do a pilot.
Yeah.
If we got to talk, seriously. You know, I was doing a pilot back in Philadelphia in 2016. I had, you know, it was all Well, we'll talk. You know, I don't want to, you know, but anyway, I want to talk to you because I'm involved in the production of a pilot back east, and I was thinking about, and we had, you know, a whole cast and crew and people giving us office space, and, you know, you wouldn't believe all the, and this is no budget, you know, even the camera, the video, everybody, there was no money, you know, but we had an idea about, the show is called Casting, and it's still, as a matter of fact, I want to give you the website, and this is all for our listeners too, and Amanda, I don't know if you've checked this out as well yet, I don't know if I've ever told you about
yeah.
this, but
you have.
Go to, go to amcsqueeze.com. No, excuse me. castingassociates.co. Castingassociates.co.
Okay.
And see what comes up, and you'll get an idea. And I want to give you a little tip here. When you go to the website, what I want you to keep in mind is we created a company called Casting Associates, an international talent management and booking company with offices in London, the UK, New York, Philadelphia, our newest office in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, managing some of the most well-recognized names in the entertainment industry. And as you go through this website, you think what I just said was true. It's not. We created this website and this real company to be a portal for the viewers of the show to connect with the show through this company, even being an extra in the show. You go ahead and apply to be an extra through Casting Associates, bam. You want to be, or what they call background. They don't call them extras anymore, background. Anyway, the premise of the show is the entertainment business, the movie, the acting business, as seen through the eyes of emerging up-and-coming people within it, emerging actors. You know, they get it thrown into this. They start doing either background work or get small supporting parts. And how does it all work? With a comical twist. Imagine a show like The Office, but instead of the actual office is a talent agency and all the interactions between talent managers and actors and producers and directors and going on set. It's almost like, how does the business really work? Presented to you through a television episodic with a comical twist, you know, and
right.
And we had an amazing amount of response. I mean, incredible. As a matter of fact, this is a funny story. I've done a fair amount of acting work here in LA, you know, and I never wanted to. I got introduced to an agent who said, "Hey, you should do this." And I, you know, 22 shows later, I said, "This is fun." But it's not my, you know, I'm a guitar player and I do the Andy and Amanda show. That's
right.
My thing. But,
yeah.
But given that, you know, it was great to be a fly in the wall with no ambition to be a professional actor, although I was getting paychecks being an actor. But my perspective in my head was, I'm a fly on the wall watching, you know, I feel like a tourist from Philadelphia, and here I am on set of a major TV show with a part. And this is how it works. This is cool. Well, you know what? The cameras are pointed the wrong way. The camera should be, you know, the show was, how did all these people on set, and you know what that's likely, how did they all get here? How do you do this? That's the show. You know, 80%
right.
of what you see on TV is crap. You know, the lives of all these people. This is the coolest business there is. If you can make any money doing it, more power to you. You know what I mean? But it's such a
yeah.
cool business. So what I wanted to do, Lee, and what we need to talk about, and what we may even do is create a reality radio show is from this conversation, watch how this idea comes to fruition here in Hollywood, you know? But I want to talk to you because I'm thinking maybe instead of going back to Philly, I've got 167 video clips. It's all shot, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't have a whole show yet. But this is California. You have sets. You have people. You got talent. This is what we should do it, not in Philly. Although there was a
right.
reason why we did in Philly. So I want to talk to you about that, Lee. I want to talk to you about the whole idea, and we'll do that sometime. And I would look forward to you hearing my pitch.
For sure. For sure. That's what we do, man.
Andy Amanda show.
Yes, and you heard it first on the Andy and Amanda show. But you know, we didn't get to talk about I guess what we really set up to talk about and you know on the show.
Oh,
and
but the direction it's taken is wonderful because hopefully it's given a lot more people that bit more confidence as to what we've been talking about and maybe making a decision for themselves. But like Andy and Lee has said and Will, you know, we're not financial advisors, but these guys have done their research and trust what you feel is best and, you know, get your opinion. But be careful of what media you go to about this because as Lee and Will have both pointed out that there's a lot of misdirection so that you don't value from this. You know.
They call it FUD. They call it FUD. So all the, you know, big media, they're spreading FUD, which is fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And that's what they want. They want to spread that
So you've got yourself, you're uncertain of what's going to happen, and you're afraid of losing your money. That's what they want you to do.
Yeah.
So just look out for that. Don't let that get in your head, and you'll be rich, in my opinion.
Yes.
I can't follow the logic on that at all.
Anyway.
If you can't invest in that, invest in yourself.
Yes.
That's right.
So, Lee, are you and Will joining us on the Friday show?
I believe so. I talked to him last night. He said he was in, so I think we can do it.
Fantastic.
So unless I hear from you, we'll count on another episode. This has been so much fun. And we'll count on a 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time show. We're going to talk more about investing in the stock season. How do you do it? What are the mechanics? How do you do it? And so forth. Amanda, so it's been fun.
Yes.
Lee, thank you for your impromptu visit on our show today. It's been a lot of fun, like usual, as always is. And
you're very welcome.
We apologize that we love
Friday.
You.
And Amanda, go ahead and take us home.
Okay, on behalf of Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, and myself, Amanda Love here in the UK, thank you, Lee, again for allowing us to do this. And thank you, listeners, for listening in, and we hope you join us on the next show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And just remember, any questions, andyandamandashow@gmail.com. We'll see you Friday, folks. Take care now.
Take care, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Aww. Hey.